Anthropic is back in the spotlight, and not for a model launch this time. According to The Verge, the company apologized for quietly throttling Claude Fable 5 with hidden guardrails that affected how it responded to certain queries. The bigger issue is not just that the limits existed, but that researchers and competitors could not easily tell when they were being hit. Anthropic says it is changing course and will be more transparent, even if that means the model declines more requests. Here is the part that matters. If a frontier model behaves differently depending on unseen restrictions, then benchmarks, evaluations, and real-world testing all get harder to trust. According to The Verge, Anthropic's hidden controls undermined not only outside researchers, but also rivals who were trying to compare systems or build on top of them. That makes this more than a PR cleanup. It is a product and governance issue at the same time. For developers, the practical takeaway is that model behavior can be shaped by policy layers that are not obvious from the outside. For enterprise buyers, it is another reminder to ask what a model can do, what it is allowed to do, and what it is being quietly prevented from doing. Anthropic is now signaling that clearer disclosure is worth the trade-off, even if the model becomes more restrictive in practice. In a market where trust is part of the product, that shift is going to be watched closely. Google DeepMind is pushing live translation deeper into its own stack. According to Google DeepMind, Gemini 3.5 Live Translate brings near real-time natural speech translation to Google AI Studio, Google Translate, and Google Meet. The emphasis here is on voice, not just text, which is what makes it feel like a step toward actual conversation instead of a delayed transcript. That matters for meetings, travel, and customer support, where timing and tone can be as important as accuracy. By putting the feature across AI Studio, Translate, and Meet, Google is making it easier for both developers and everyday users to run into the same capability in different contexts. According to Google DeepMind, the goal is fluid, natural speech translation, and that suggests the company is trying to make multilingual communication feel less like a tool and more like a default layer. For businesses, this could reduce friction in international calls and cross-border collaboration. For consumers, it means translation is getting closer to something you can use live without a lot of setup. It also shows Google treating translation as a core AI feature, not a side experiment. That is a meaningful distribution advantage because the company can place the same capability in products people already use. Jeff Bezos's Prometheus just landed one of the biggest funding rounds in the physical AI space. According to TechCrunch, the startup raised $12 billion and is now valued at $41 billion as it works on what it calls an artificial general engineer for the physical world. The company says it wants to automate heavy engineering and drug design, which puts it in the middle of two expensive, high-stakes industries. This is not a chatbot story. It is about using AI to help design and build things that exist outside the screen. The scale of the round matters because physical world AI usually needs serious capital, specialized talent, and long timelines before it can show results. According to TechCrunch, Prometheus is aiming at engineering workflows that are too complex for simple automation and too costly for slow manual iteration. If it works, the payoff could show up in manufacturing, materials, and pharmaceutical research. If it does not, the burn rate will still be enormous. For listeners, the key point is that investors are still willing to fund very large bets on AI systems that move beyond text and images. Prometheus also adds another major name to the growing list of companies trying to turn frontier AI into industrial infrastructure. xAI is facing a new legal fight over how it handles internal safety concerns. According to TechCrunch, a former xAI engineer has filed a lawsuit alleging he was fired after raising alarms about Grok safety, and the complaint also names SpaceX. The timing is notable because the engineer says the dispute happened just days before SpaceX's historic IPO. That puts the case at the intersection of AI safety, corporate governance, and a very public capital markets moment. The allegation matters because it raises questions about what happens when employees flag risks inside fast-moving AI companies. According to TechCrunch, the lawsuit claims the engineer was dismissed after warning about Grok's safety issues, which could become relevant well beyond one employee's experience. For XAI, the case could draw more attention to how the company handles internal dissent and product risk. For SpaceX, being named in the suit adds another layer of scrutiny around a period that was already under intense public attention. For the broader AI industry, it is another reminder that safety debates are not just technical. They can become employment, legal, and disclosure issues very quickly. That is especially true when the company is tied to a larger ecosystem with major investor and public market stakes. Quick hit. Visa is now tied into ChatGPT for agentic shopping. According to Artificial Intelligence News, Visa has linked its payment infrastructure to ChatGPT so AI agents can recommend products and complete transactions using Visa rails at participating merchants. That moves the checkout step closer to automation, which is exactly why this integration is getting attention. It is one more sign that AI agents are moving from suggestion engines toward actual action. Before I let you go, keep an eye on whether Anthropic follows through with more explicit disclosure around Claude Fable 5's restrictions, because that could set a precedent for how frontier models are presented to users. Also, watch how quickly Google rolls out Gemini 3.5 Live Translate across regions and products, since availability will tell us how serious the company is about making live translation a default feature. That is TSL, bite-sized for Friday, June 12th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.